Morning, brothers and sisters.
It is a joy to be here before you.
能够站立在大家面前,
that we can look into the Word of God.
我们能够一起来去,
so that we may be encouraged.
使我们可以得到勉励,
and so that we may be able to worship our Lord.
我们亦都可以在当中来去敬拜我们的主。
Please turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Revelations first.
我们请一起打开圣经, 是, 首先是要看, 启示录,
a book of Revelations, chapter 22.
启示录第22章,
I'm going to read verses 3 through 5.
我会读第3到第5节.
Revelations chapter 22, verse 3.
启示录第22章第3节.
And there shall no longer be any curse. And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and there shall be no longer be any night, and they shall not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of a sun, because the Lord God shall illumine them. And they shall reign forever and ever.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的名，他的名字必写在他们的额上。 不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光，日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
And if you can turn back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22.
我们再看路加福音第22篇。
Chapter 22, we'll start on verse 24.
路加福音第22章，我们由44节开始看。
And there arose also a dispute among them as to which one of them was regarded to be the greatest. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you, but let him who is the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as a servant. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table, but I am among you as the one who serves? And you are those who have stood by me in my trials. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
24节开始，门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？耶稣说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主，但你们不可这样。 你们里头为大的，都要像年幼的；为首领的，都要像服侍人的。是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间，如同服侍人的。我在磨练之中，常和我同在的，就是你们。我将国赐给你们，正如我父亲赐给你，正如我父赐给我一样，叫你们在我的国里坐在我的席上吃喝。
And then back in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音第19章,
we'll read verses 27 through 30.
第27到30节.
Then Peter answered and said to him, Behold, we have left everything and followed you. What then will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that you who have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, You also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or farms for my name's sake shall receive many times as much and shall inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first.
第27节,彼得就对他说,看啊,我们已经撇下所有的跟从你,将来我们要得什么呢? 耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复活的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上。你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。凡为我的名撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。然而有许多的在前的，将要在后；有后的将要在前。
And then one last verse from the book of 2 Timothy.
最后一节是提摩太后书
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12
提摩太后书第2章第12节
which reads If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们若能忍耐也必和他一同作王 我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
Let's turn our eyes and hearts back unto the Lord.
我哋将我哋眼目转翻去我哋主身上。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the words of encouragement you give us.
天父，我哋感谢你将勉励嘅话系赐过俾我哋。
We thank you to know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我哋感谢你，俾我哋晓得你就系那位万王之王、万主之主。
And that you reign supreme over all creation.
你喺万物上面系掌权作王嘅。
And as such, as those who are the created ones, we want to give you all the crowns.
所以我哋呢一班被造嘅人，愿意将所有嘅冠冕都系归过俾你。
And we want to exalt your name and lift your name up on high.
亦都愿意去歌颂你嘅名，系将你嘅名系高举。
That you may have the proper place of worship within our hearts.
愿你喺我哋心有赞美嘅嗰一位。
We want to commit ourselves unto you this hour.
我哋喺呢一个小时将我哋喺嘅全人全心嚟交托俾你。
That you would speak to our hearts and our spirits this morning.
愿你今天早上向我哋嘅心灵说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
阿门。I'm so thankful to be here with you this morning.
今天早上好高兴能够同大家一同嘅嚟去。
But I must admit, I come with a little trepidation.
但系我要承认我系好震惊嘅嚟到台上面。
I'm always a little bit nervous when I have the opportunity to share, either at the end of the year or at the end of summer break during a holiday period.
無論我係幾時係喺大家上到台上面同大家交通，無論係年尾或者係喺暑假之後同大家交通。
And you thank the Lord that we are at the end of the year.
我哋感謝主，我哋嚟到年尾啦。
We made it to the finish.
我哋嚟到年中啦。
And now most of us are on break, school break.
大部分嘅人都放假啦。
A work break, holiday break.
可能係學校放假，或者係公司放假。
But I hope as we come into the Lord's house this morning that our minds and our hearts are not on break.
但係實在願意我哋。今天早上嚟到神嘅家嘅时候，我哋嘅心唔系放假嘅。
But that we would be ready to worship the Lord.
我哋却系预备好自己嚟去敬拜主。
And to listen to what He has to say to us this morning.
亦都预备好我哋嘅心嚟去听主要向我哋说嘅话。
As we have read through these verses, there is one common theme.
我哋读过嘅经文有一个共通嘅主题。
As the Lord provides us with encouragement.
就是主要将这个勉励的话赐过给我们。
About those who will reign.
就是讲到那些要作王的那一班人。
We know first and foremost that it's our Lord Jesus Christ who reigns supreme.
首先我们晓得就是我们的主耶稣基督要作王。
He's above all things, over all things.
他是高过一切。
All things were created by him and for him.
所有嘅嘢都係被佢而做，係为佢而做嘅。
And of course that includes we ourselves.
呢一啲被造之物就係我哋就喺呢一班被造之物裏面。
He has created us so that we also might be those who rule and reign with him.
佢創造我哋，使我哋同樣嘅能夠與他一同嘅作王。
This is the plan that he has revealed to us.
呢一個就係佢係啟示俾我哋嘅佢呢一個計劃。
From the beginning in the book of Genesis.
就係喺創世記一開始佢已經咁樣去啟示。
We know that man was created to subdue and rule the earth.
我哋曉得人被造是要管理萬物。
And then here in the book of Revelations, in chapter 22,
来到启示录第22章,
we see that the Lord's bondservants are to rule forever and ever.
我们在这里见到主的奴仆主的仆人要永永远远的与他一同作王。
This is a theme that persists through the book of the Bible, throughout the Bible.
这个作王这个题目在整本圣经都是看到的。
You know, and it may be something that we don't think too much about.
或者可能我哋唔係好多時候都會想起呢一個題目。
I thank the Lord that on Friday nights, on the second floor here, the adults, we have been fellowshipping through the book of Matthew about the King.
但係感謝主，我哋喺星期五晚二樓嘅弟兄姊妹喺過去一段時間都係讀馬太福音講到主自己作王呢件事情。
For indeed Christ Jesus is the King.
因為耶稣基督自己就是那位王。
And Christ Jesus has left us with many examples as to how it is that we can become those who would reign.
耶稣基督亦都在那里赐过很多的例子要我们晓得怎样能够与他一同作王。
But when we think about this matter, we may rationalize that this is something that we really don't desire to do.
但係當我哋去思想呢個題目嘅時候，我哋可能就用邏輯嚟去理解，認為我哋係唔需要去作王嘅。
Or it may not be much of a reality to us.
或者作王呢件事唔係一啲好實際嘅事情。
I don't want to become a ruler. I don't want to become a judge.
或者我哋會諗，我唔想作一個王，我唔想作一個審判官。
I'm not fit to be a king.
我係唔配，冇資格去作王嘅。
It's not in my personality. It's not in my makeup or my DNA.
喺我嘅性格，喺我嘅基因裏面，我係冇作王嘅。
I just want to be me.
我淨係想作過自己。
Or that it takes too much time. There's too much hardship.
或者作王要花我好多時間，要花好多功夫。
Or some of us just think, I'll deal with that later.
或者有啲我哋會咁樣諗，或者我哋遲啲至諗呢個題目。
Maybe when I grow up.
或者我長大先。
I'll get serious once whatever happens.
當我成功去完成咗呢件事之後，我就會好緊張嘅去思想呢個問題。
Or maybe even some of us have this mentality, this attitude that I'll do it. I have all eternity. I'll learn on the job.
或者有啲弟兄姊妹就咁諗，我有整個嘅永遠去學習去作王，所以有好多時間。
But if we know that this is what it says in the Word of God, then we really have to get serious about this.
但我哋實在曉得作王呢件事情就喺神嘅話裏面啟示俾我哋，所以我哋需要去好嚴肅嘅去面對呢件事情。
Because we'll really be missing out on what God created us to do.
若果我哋唔係咁樣去嚴肅去面對呢件事情嘅時候，我哋就錯過咗神喺我哋身上嘅工作。
And we'll be missing out on God's best for us.
我哋亦都錯過咗神。 要為我哋預備最好嘅一切。
I've been spending the past, half year or so, reading through the book of Kings and Chronicles with my sons.
過去半年嘅時間裏面，我係同我嘅兒子去一同去睇《歷代至上下》同埋《歷代之下上下》。
And in those books, we find many examples of those individuals who did serve as kings.
我哋喺呢幾本嘅書裏面見到好多的的確確係作王嘅人。Both
individuals who serve well and individuals who did not serve so well.
我哋見到一啲係作一個好嘅王，亦都見到一啲作壞嘅王。And
I think we all know that the gold standard of the kings in the Old Testament was King David.
我哋大家都曉得喺舊約裏面作王嗰個標準就係大衛王。
For he was a type of Christ.
因為大衛就係基督嗰個預表。
A man after God's own heart.
就係一個佢嘅心係追求神嘅心嘅嗰一個人。
So the kings who came after him, whether in the northern kingdom Israel or the southern kingdom Judah, they were compared. They were contrasted against King David.
所以喺大衛王以後嘅王，無論係北國以色列或者南國猶大，嗰啲嘅王都係被去同大衛王去作出比較嘅。They
either did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as their father David had done, or they did evil in the sight of the Lord.
佢哋一班就係作神眼中以為對嘅事，就如大衛一樣，一班就係看神眼中作為惡嘅事。
This morning, I'd like us to consider three kings.
今天早上願意同大家嚟去查考幾個嘅王。
These are the first three kings of Judah.
呢三個就係猶大國頭嗰三個嘅王。
After the kingdom of Israel had reached a high point with David and Solomon.
當以色列國係因著大衛同埋所羅門王嘅緣故係達到嗰個最高峰嘅時候。
We see that the people of Israel fall into this period of decline.
我哋就見到以色列人就開始進入呢一個衰敗嘅呢一段嘅時段。
And they fall away from the Lord's heart.
佢哋亦都慢慢嘅係離開咗神嗰個心。
But I think it's through these times of adversity and difficulty that we can learn many things.
但係我實在相信就係透過呢一段衰落嘅時段，我哋能夠從中可以有好多嘅學習。
Just as these kings and these people and those generations learn much.
就好似呢一班嘅王 嗰一班嘅人民百姓學到好多嘅功課。
For adversity, it either brings out the best in us or brings out the worst in us.
因為呢啲逆境一方面能夠將我哋最敗壞嘅一方面能夠顯露出嚟，另外一方面係能夠將我哋最好嘅一方面能夠去顯露出嚟。
And I think this morning, as we quickly look through these three kings, we will see a few matters.
今天早上我哋好快嘅嚟去睇呢三個王嘅時候，有幾件事情我係想着重嘅。
That as individuals, that as human beings, we go through these periods of ascension and decline.
係作為人我哋都會經歷呢一啲嘅高低點。
There are times when we are strong for the Lord and fervent.
一段時間可能我哋係係為主嚟去站立得穩嘅。
And there are times when we are away from the Lord.
但係亦都可能有一啲嘅時間我哋係離開咗主嘅道嘅。
But the Lord wants to rule in our hearts all the time.
但係無論如何，神係願意隨時隨刻嘅喺我哋心裏面作王。
So three kings.
所以有三個王。
Rehoboam.
第一個係羅波安
Abijah,
Abiah,
and Asa,
同埋亞撒
the first three kings of Judah,
就係猶大國嘅頭三個王。
We'll see how their decisions and their actions affected the people of their times and themselves.
我哋可以喺呢三個王裏面見到佢作嘅決定係點樣影響當時嘅百姓。
But not only themselves and the people of their generation, but then also of those of the next generation and of the next king.
唔單止係影響佢所管治嗰一班百姓，我亦都見到佢哋嘅決定係如何影響下一代嘅王同埋下一代嘅百姓。
It is not unlike us here today.
唔係好似我哋現在咁樣。
Because as we gather here today, we are like three generations.
因為我哋今日喺呢一度聚會，我哋就好似三代同堂咁樣。
I don't know if Simon's father is here. Oh yes, he's here.
Maybe
a fourth generation.
可能甚至係四代同堂，因為我見到Simon 嘅爸爸喺度。
But most of the time it's three generations. We live in a period of three generations.
大部分時間現在我哋都係活喺一個三代同堂嘅一個時段。
And we must respect that one generation affects the other.
我哋實在係要承認一代係能夠影響下一代嘅。
Let's look at the first king.
我哋首先睇头一个王。
Turn back with me to the Old Testament, the book of 1 Kings.
我哋请打开旧约列王记上。
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 12.
列王记上第十二章。
We'll read from verses 6 through 11.
我哋由第六节读到第十一节。
1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 6.
列王记上第十二章第六节。
And King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, How do you counsel me to answer this people? Then they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to this people today, will serve them, grant them their petition, speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the elders which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who grew up with him and served him. So he said to them, What counsel do you give that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Lighten the yoke which your father put on us? And the young men who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you shall say to this people who spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, now you make it lighter for us. But you shall speak to them, My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.
第六節，羅波安之父所羅門在世的日子，有侍立在他面前的老年人，羅波安王和他們商議說：你們給我出個什麼主意，我好回覆者民。老年人對他說：現在王若服侍者民如仆人，用好話回答他們，他們就永遠作王的仆人。王卻不用老年人給他的主意，就和那些與他一同長大在他面前侍立的少年人商議說：者民對我說，你父親使我們負重壓，求你使我們輕鬆些。你們給我出個什麼主意，我好回覆他們。那同他長大的少年人說，者民對王說，你父親使我們負重壓，求你使我們輕鬆些。王要對他如此說，我的小子母頭比我父親的腰還粗， 我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子责打你们。
I think when we think of King Rehoboam, this passage comes to mind.
当我哋想起罗波安王嘅时候，呢一段嘅经文我哋就想起啦。
And it's these harsh words that he replied back to the people of Israel that are forever embedded in our minds when we think about King Rehoboam.
当我哋想起呢个罗波安王嘅时候，我哋就想起呢一段罗波安王如何用咁重嘅话嚟去回复以色列国嘅百姓。
There are many other things that are written in the Word of God about King Rehoboam.
喺神嘅话里面有好多其他事情系记录咗关于罗波安嘅。
But this one really stands out.
但系呢一段嘅经文实在系好特别。
We know King Rehoboam, he was the son of Solomon, the son of David.
我哋晓得罗波安就系所罗门王嘅仔大卫嘅孙。
We can find contained in the Word of God that he came to reign when he was 41 years old.
我哋喺神嘅话里面见到佢41岁嘅时候嚟去作王嘅。
He reigned for a total of 17 years.
佢系作王作咗17年。
He was described as young and timid when he became king.
当佢去成为王嘅时候，圣经记载佢系好年幼同埋好胆怯嘅。
Now, so for those of you who are still under 41, you can think of yourselves as young.
如果你系41岁年轻嘅话，现今你可能觉得你仲系好年轻。
But when that phrase is used that he was young and timid, we have to understand that it really does not describe him physically.
但系当呢一句讲到系年幼同埋去胆怯嘅时候，唔系讲到佢嘅身量。
But it really speaks as to who he was as a man, as an individual.
但系呢度所形容嘅就系佢嘅佢整个嘅人嗰个嘅性情。
That he was very immature and undeveloped.
所讲到嘅就系佢系好唔成熟仲未系被建立嘅。
You know, the problem that he had was he was an individual who had a sense of entitlement.
佢呢个问题就是他觉得他拥有很多的权力。
He thought he deserved everything that came to him.
他觉得他是配得所有他应得的。
And not only that, he took advantage of it.
不单止这样他是从中来去取利的。
Because his father was the richest man on earth.
因为他爸爸所罗门就是地上最富有的那一位。
And when he saw that his father had everything that he wanted,
当罗波安见到佢爸爸拥有佢所想得到嘅一切嘅时候
，all the wisdom, all the riches, all the possession, all the pleasure，
就系所有嘅智慧所有嘅财富所有地上嘅快乐。
So he too took this into his heart。
罗波安见到呢一切嘅时候佢就将呢一切放喺佢心里面。
He thought he had all this coming to him。
佢以为呢一切同样嘅都要临到佢嘅身上面。
And so in reading the Word of God, we know that he also took 18 wives and had 60 concubines.
喺读神嘅话里面，我哋见到佢就娶咗18个妻子，多过60个嘅妾侍。
He followed the way of his father.
佢就跟随佢父嘅道路。
Everything he wanted, he had.
无论佢想得到乜嘢，佢都要得到。
He lived a life of entitlement.
佢就过一个觉得自己应得拥有嘅嗰一个嘅生活。
And this becomes alarmingly obvious as we read through this passage.
当我哋去读呢段经文嘅时候，佢呢一个心思就好明显嘅显露出嚟。
His father Solomon had just passed away.
佢爸爸所罗门啱啱离开世界。
And the people of Israel were ready to make him king.
以色列嘅百姓准备好要立佢为王。
And so they were looking for some counsel or some guidance from him, some words of encouragement.
所以呢班百姓就系希望期待从罗波安王身上面得到一啲鼓励嘅话。
So being young and inexperienced, he did not know what to do except to go and seek out counsel.
罗波安因着佢系年轻亦都系胆怯嘅所以佢唔晓得应该去回复呢一班嘅百姓所以佢就去问其他人去得到答案。
So he consulted with the elders who had served his father.
咁佢就去问嗰一班服侍佢爸爸嘅嗰一班嘅长老。
And we read in verse 7 what it was that they counseled him with.
我们在第七节就见到这一班的老年人是怎样去,
They advise him to become a servant to the people.
他们就去提醒, 罗伯安, 你要去作这一班百姓的仆人。
For if he could learn to become their servants, then they would be his servants.
因为当你去学习, 如何成为这一班百姓的仆人的时候, 他们就会成为你的仆人。
But Rehoboam forsook the council.
但, 罗伯安, 没听这一班老年人的主意。
And he turned to his peers.
那他就问, 他同年的一班人的朋友,
to those young men who grew up with him.
就是这一班, 同他一起大的这一班少年人,
and they gave him some very harsh words.
这一班少年人就给了一些很, 重的话, 叫他回复。
And that one that rings in my heart, resonates in my mind, is my little finger is thicker than my father's loins.
有一句, 对我来说是很重的, 就是我的小指母头, 比我父亲的腰还要粗,
as he is really denigrating the people that he is before.
他就, 是要去, 很重的, 去压制, 他的百姓,
saying that if you thought my father was tough, you ain't seen anything yet.
就是跟他说, 若果你觉得我爸爸, 是, 比很重的压, 你的话, 你还没见过, 我要向你们所作的,
you guys are nothing.
你这一班人, 是没有的。
I'm the king and I'm going to put you in your place.
我就是王, 我要将你们放回, 你当放在那个位置上。
This was his heart, this was his attitude.
这个就是罗伯安的心思。
Oh, this is really sad.
实在是很悲哀的。
Because all he needed to do was to show some decency, to practice some common sense.
实在的, 若果他当时, 是用, 普通的逻辑, 来去对待这一班, 百姓的话,
and then the kingdom would have been his.
这个的国, 就是属于他的了。
But he forsook wisdom and sought out what it is that he wanted to hear.
但是他是没有听, 智慧的话, 却是作他以为对的事情。
What did he want to hear?
他想听到什么的话呢?
He wanted to hear that there would be people who would serve him.
他希望所听到的, 就是, 有一班, 这一班百姓是会服侍他的。
I mean, is that not like we ourselves in some small way?
他的心思是不是就好像我们现在的心思一样呢?
That we go around and around and keep asking others for their opinions and their advice.
我们周围去, 问其他人的意见, 希望他, 给一些的主意, 我们怎样去过, 我们, 这个生活。
Until we finally hear something that matches up to what we want to hear from the beginning.
直至我们找到一个人, 他所说的, 就是我们一直寻求, 所想听到的, 那一些的意见。
Or as we look through the Word of God,
或者我们可能会去, 去看神的话,
but we take this or that part of it,
我们就去, 在这一道拿一些, 那一道拿一些,
bits and pieces, but not taking heart to some other parts,
就是将那些我们想, 听到的, 来去拿出来, 却是将那些不听, 不想听到的, 来去, 不留意,
we have to be careful.
我们实在是要小心。
This is how we are as people.
我们人就是这样的了。
We are those who forsake real wisdom.
我们就是那一班, 是, 放弃, 真智慧的这一班人。
And in place, we seek out our own wisdom.
反而我们去寻找我们自己, 的智慧。
Now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Israel, was divided that day.
神的国, 以色列国, 就在那一日, 被分出来,
through the foolishness of this one man,
就是因着这一个人, 那个愚昧,
this kingdom was divided into the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah.
这个以色列国, 就被分出来, 成为, 北国, 以色列和南国, 犹大。
This man who had this wonderful opportunity lost it because of his own self-wisdom.
这个人, 他有这个机会, 却是失去了这个机会, 因着他以为对的, 他自己的智慧。
Because he was too wise to listen to the counsel of the elders.
因为他, 觉得自己, 太聪明啊，冇听呢一班老年人嘅主意。
And I think too proud to serve the people.
啊，佢实在系啊太骄傲啊嚟去服侍呢一班百姓。
And this is the danger that we run into today.
啊，今日啊，同样我哋有呢一个嘅危机。
Because as I look out at you, I see that many of us here are second or even third generation believers or immigrants.
啊，因为啊，当我去啊望大家嘅时候，啊见到大家大部分都系第二代、第三代嘅啊基督徒啊，或者系第二代、第三代嘅啊移民。
I know there's also some first generation believers and immigrants here too.
当然我见到有一啲系第一代嘅信主嘅第一代移民到呢度嘅。
But we have to really be mindful and watchful as we spend time here in the Lord or in this country.
我哋实在要小心当我哋喺主嘅话上面嚟去花功夫或者就系过活喺呢一个美国嘅地方嘅时候。
Because it's very easy to take matters for granted.
因为我哋好容易就觉得我哋身边嘅嘢系应得嘅。
And we no longer appreciate all that we have and all that those who have come before us have secured for us.
我哋好容易就忘记咗欣赏我哋身边所得到嘅就系从我哋上一代开始所得到嘅。
We have been provided for so well.
我哋实在系被主嚟去充充满满嘅祝福。
And given so many physical and spiritual blessings.
实在主系将好多属天属地嘅福气赐过俾我哋。
But then at times we begin to treat others and even God himself with contempt.
但系好多时候我哋就系系藐视我哋嘅主，藐视我哋身边嘅人。
Thinking that we know better, we have more, we've been through that before.
我哋以为我哋已经经历过一切，我哋已经系得到一切，我哋已经经历过呢一啲事情。
Also, the Lord have mercy on us that we may not have this type of thinking.
实在愿意主系怜悯我哋，叫我哋唔好有咁样嘅思想。
But that there may be humility within us, and that we may learn to serve one another as we serve the Lord God.
却系愿意主将呢一个谦卑嘅心放喺我哋嘅身上里面，使我哋能够服侍主，亦都去彼此嘅服侍。
You know, we can't squarely place all the blame on Rehoboam for being the one who divided the kingdom.
我哋唔可以就一只手指指向罗波安身上面，就系话佢就系令到以色列国分裂嘅嗰一位。
For this had been prophesied in years past, actually to his father Solomon.
因为呢一个嘅事情就系喺所罗门作王嘅时候已经系被先知嚟去晓谕嘅。
Because Solomon was unfaithful.
因为我哋晓得所罗门自己系不忠嘅。
And so the kingdom was going to be divided because of his unfaithfulness.
就系因着所罗门嘅不忠所罗门嘅国要被分裂出嚟。
But the problem with Rehoboam was that he played that role. He filled that role as the fool who is going to help usher in the divided kingdom.
但是罗波安那个问题就是他就是成为了那一位愚昧的那一位就是那一个使这个国分裂的那一位。
We may say that he did not have much of a choice in becoming king.
我们可以说他被立为王他自己没有选择的。
But he definitely seemed to be the type that wanted it because he was selfish.
但是我们见到他的的确确是希望成为王的因为我们见到在他心里面那个自私。
He saw the kingship as a position where he could be served.
他看作王这件事情就是作为一个他要得到服侍的那个王。
And he saw the kingdom as a vessel that could fill him up.
他也都看那个国就是一个器皿这个器皿能够使他能够得到满足。
Yeah, Rehoboam may have been picked to serve as king.
罗波安可能是被选择挑选出来去作王。
But the kingdom of Israel did not have to be divided this way.
但以色列国不需要是因着他来去被分裂出来。
He could have chosen another way.
罗波安可以选择另一个方法。
And he could have faithfully served.
他亦都可以选择去忠心嘅喺神面前。
And the word of God would have still been fulfilled, but in another way.
神嘅话同样可以被成就但可以用另外一个方法嚟去成就。
But he chose to play the fool and serve himself.
但罗波安选择 作为嗰个愚昧嗰一位。
And so doing, he ushered in the divided kingdom.
就系因为佢嘅愚昧，佢就使以色列国分裂出嚟。
So、if we want to learn to reign with our Lord, then we must first learn to serve.
若果我哋要学习与主作王，我哋首先要学习去服侍。
For Christ Himself said, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve."
因为基督自己系讲到儿子嚟到呢个地上唔系要得人嘅服侍，佢系服侍人。
And as we had read in the Gospel of Luke, that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he told his disciples that one day they too would sit on thrones and judge.
同样主就系佢被卖之前嗰晚，佢就同佢嘅门徒咁样讲：有一日你要坐喺我嘅席上。一同嘅嚟去吃喝，一同嘅嚟去审判以色列十二个支派。
But in order to become the greatest, they had to become the youngest.
但系若果你要成为最大嘅，首先你要系成为最细嘅嗰一位。
And in order to become a leader, they would first have to become a servant.
若果你要去作带领嘅，你首先要去服侍。
So let us together learn to serve the Lord by serving one another.
所以我哋实在愿意。一同嘅嚟去学习服侍主，
not just,
学习嚟去互相嘅服侍。
Not just those who are in our generation, our friends, our peers.
唔单止系服侍我哋同一代嘅嗰一啲嘅朋友。
Let us learn to serve those who are younger, those who are elder.
我哋一同嘅学习嚟去服侍嗰啲我哋嘅下一代或者我哋嘅上一代。
And not be like Rehoboam who got stuck just serving himself. And his peers and his generation.
叫我哋唔好好似罗伯安咁样，佢就系选择去服侍自己，或者系服侍同佢一代嘅一班朋友。
Let's examine the second king.
我哋去睇下一个嘅王。
King Abijah.
就系亚比亚王。
Just flip over a few more chapters in 1 Kings chapter 15.
我哋去睇列王记上第十五章。
We'll read verses 1 through 3.
我们看第一至第三节。
Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had committed before him, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, like the heart of his father David.
第十五章第一至第三节。尼伯的儿子耶罗波安王十八年。亚比央登基作犹太王，在耶路撒冷作王三年。他母亲名叫玛加，是亚沙龙的女儿。亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶，他的心不像他祖大卫的心，诚诚实实的信服耶和华他的神。
And then over in 2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 21.
在历代志下第十三章。
2 Chronicles chapter 13 verse 21. But Abijah became powerful and took 14 wives to himself and became the father of 22 sons and 16 daughters.
第21节，亚比亚却渐渐强盛，娶妻妾14个，生了22个儿子，16个女儿。亚比亚其余的事和他的言行都写在先知亦多的传上。
Abijah, the same man.
这位亚比亚。
He had a very short reign as king of Judah, only 3 years.
佢只系作王三年。
We read that he walked in the sins of his father, Rehoboam, who promoted idolatry.
我哋见到佢行佢父亲嘅恶，就系拜偶像。
And his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord like his great grandfather David.
佢见到佢嘅心唔系好似大卫咁样系完全嘅系向住神嗰边。
Abijah knew something of the Lord.
亚比亚系喺神嗰度系佢认识神嘅。
For he stood up for the Lord when he battled the northern kingdom Israel.
因为当佢系打仗系对住北国嘅时候，佢系为主嚟去站立。
We can read about this in the first part of 2 Chronicles chapter 13.
我哋喺历代志下第十三章头嗰部分，我哋见到呢一个故事。
He had reminded the Israelites that the Lord God had established a covenant for David and his sons.
佢喺嗰度提醒以色列嘅百姓，神系同以色列系立咗呢一个约。
And that here in the southern kingdom, the Levites and the priests were still practicing according to the ways that the Lord God had shown them.
就係喺南國嗰一度呢一班利未人呢一班祭司係仍然嘅嚟去邀住神嘅吩咐嚟去喺聖殿裏面去服侍佢。
So he encouraged or he shouted out to the warriors in the northern kingdom not to fight.
所以呢一位亞比亞王就係向住呢一班嘅北國嘅士兵嚟去吶喊，唔好打仗。
But these men refused to listen.
但係呢一啲北國嘅士兵佢拒絕嚟去聽。
So even though the southern kingdom, the people of Abijah were outnumbered 2-1, 800,000 to 400,000, the Lord still gave them the victory.
但呢一班北國嘅士兵拒絕，所以神就係賜俾呢一班南國嘅士兵嗰個嘅勝利。雖然北國有800,000嘅士兵，南國只係得400,000。
Because they were the people who stood on the Lord's side.
因為呢一班南國嘅人就係站喺神嗰邊。
So Abijah definitely had some experience with the Lord.
所以亞比亞的的確確喺神嘅裏面得到呢一啲嘅經歷。
But his shortcoming was that he did not follow on after the Lord's great victory.
但係佢嘅弱點就係喺神賜過呢一個咁大嘅勝利俾佢之後，佢冇繼續。
The picture that I get of Abijah from reading the passage in 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles is of a man who is half-hearted for the Lord.
我就係喺呢兩處嘅記載裏面就係見到亞比亞呢個人佢嘅心係向主係一半嘅啫。
And that may even be generous and kind to him.
或者咁樣講，可能係一個好好慷慨嘅一個嘅形容。
Now he was remembered in the end for becoming powerful and taking 14 wives and fathering many children.
喺最後佢係被記載佢漸漸嘅強盛，但係佢係娶妻妾14個，生22個兒子，16個女兒。
You know, it's like a typical obituary as we read about him.
我哋睇嘅時候就一個好普通嘅一個嘅記載。
This man of something great that he had done and he had become.
就係記載到呢個王點樣嘅偉大，佢點樣成為一個點樣嘅王。
Of how long he reigned, how long he served.
佢就作王幾耐，作服侍咗幾耐。
And then of those he left behind.
佢亦都記載佢死嘅時候有幾多嘅兒女。
What we can see from his life was that he was an individual who really missed out on his opportunity as a king.
我哋但係喺佢一生嗰度見到佢作王實在錯過咗呢一個嘅機會。
He was in a position, in the position of influence.
佢實在喺嗰一個能夠影響人嘅嗰一個位置嗰度。
After the Lord had done such a great work and granted them this victory when they were outnumbered.
就係神就係喺呢一場仗裏面將呢一個嘅勝利賜過俾佢哋嘅之後。
Then it would have been a perfect time for him to stir up, continue to stir up the people's hearts to follow after and pursue the Lord.
亞比亞喺嗰陣時就係個有亞比約就係嗰陣時有嗰個機會就係去激勵呢一班嘅百姓嚟去跟隨主。
But he did not do this, as we read that he became more powerful.
但係我哋見到亞比央嗰陣時冇咁做，佢的確係慢慢嘅強盛。
And that was because he was a man who did not have a true heart for the Lord.
但係佢實在喺神嘅面前冇嗰一個百分百嘅心嚟去信服佢。
He had one great accomplishment in his life where he served the Lord.
佢喺佢一生裏面有一件嘅事係得勝嘅。
But there is nothing described of him in that way after this incident.
但係就係喺呢一件事情之後，再冇任何嘅記載佢嘅得勝。
He was what people describe as today one and done.
佢就係嗰一個即係淨係做一件好事嘅嗰一個人。
You know this phrase one and done?
大家有冇聽過呢一句咧？就係做一件好事嘅啫。
It's a phrase that's used in sports, really in basketball.
我哋喺如果係籃球嘅球迷，大家都會聽過。
Of an individual who has to serve his his obligation to play 1 year in college before he can become a professional.
就是那些球員他們就要去讀一年的大學就完成了他作學生那個責任之後就能夠去打職業的球賽。One
and done, it means once and only once.
這句話就是做一次,以後不會再做了。Only
once, Lord, am I going to give you my heart.
我們會不會這樣告訴神,我只有一次將我的心獻給你。
And then after that, I'm going to do my own thing.
之後,我就要做我自己喜悅的事情。I
think this is the heart of Elijah.
我實在相信,這個就是阿比央的心。
Used greatly by the Lord in one instance.
就是在一件事情上被神的大大的使用。
But then after that, he was not to be heard from.
但之後,他再沒有被神去紀念。He
just became powerful for himself, and he looked to secure his own kingdom by having many wives and many children.
他為著自己的緣故,就慢慢的強盛,他也為自己去娶14個妾侍和生22個兒子。
I think that there is this temptation that we face today as people who are blessed.
我們作為被神祝福的人,這個實在是一個很大的試探。
That we keep pursuing the blessing instead of the blesser.
我們不斷的去追求那個祝福,卻沒有追求祝福的主。
Because the Lord has given me so much, I'm going to keep pursuing all these things that the Lord has given to me.
因為主是大大的將祝福賜過給我們,我們就不斷的去追求更多的祝福。
Whether it's a skill or a job, a talent, a wife, a spouse, a family.
無論是一些技能,一些工作,或者是我們的丈夫、妻子,或者我們的家庭。
We start putting so much time and so much energy, so much of our resources, our money into it.
我們就不斷的花更多的時間、精力在這些祝福身上面。
But as a brother shared with us last night, on Friday night, excuse me.
但是好像有位弟兄星期五跟我們分享。
As we were sharing through the book of Matthew about the king.
當我們去分享馬太福音這一位王的時候。
One lesson that he had learned was that everything that we say is mine really belongs to the Lord.
一個很重要的功課,實在的,所有一些我們說是屬於我的東西, 實在是屬於主的。
That we render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and we render unto God the things that are God's.
我們要將屬於海撒的歸給海撒,屬於神的歸給神。
If we want to reign, we must learn first to render.
若果我們要與主作王,我們首先要將屬於神的東西歸給神。
Render to God the things that are God's.
將屬於神的。
In other words,
換句話說,
we must learn to surrender.
我們需要在主面前降服。
Surrender our hearts,
將我們的心降服在主面前,
our lives,
將我們的一生,
our families,
我們的家庭,
our homes, our business.
我們的家, 我們的生意。
Is that not what the Lord said to his disciples in Matthew, what we read this morning?
這些就是主在馬太福音吩咐他的門徒,同樣今天主是這樣向我們說話。
That if you want to reign on these thrones, you must follow me.
若果你要與我一同作王,你要跟隨我。
And there is a price that you may have to pay.
你要付一個代價。
That you have to give up, sacrifice.
你要去撇下你的一切。
Even surrender.
你要將自己降服在主的面前。
You know, I know of a brother who's in this situation, who has a decision to make.
我認識一位弟兄,就在這個決定的底下,他要做一個決定。
He owns an engineering firm.
他就是有一盤的機械工程的生意。
And this engineering firm is doing very well.
這盤生意做得很好。But
it's doing so well that it's taking away from his time to be able to be with his family and with the people of God, with the house of God to serve.
但是这一盘生意, 因着做得咁好，佢就冇时间花喺佢家庭上面，同埋冇时间花喺神嘅家里面。
He's thinking about downsizing his business.
咁呢一位弟兄就考虑将佢嘅生意去缩细。
And I'll bless his heart.
实在系感谢主。
But this is not going to be an easy decision for him.
但系对于佢嚟讲，唔系一个容易嘅决定。
Because it is very difficult, as I think many of you know, to downsize a business.
因为要缩细一盘嘅生意。实在是很困难的。
Because as the saying goes, if you're not growing, then you're dying.
因为大家都晓得，若果你唔系渐渐嘅去成长嘅话，你就系慢慢渐渐嘅去死亡。
And we can really see that out there in the marketplace.
我哋实在喺出边嗰个嘅市场见到。
It's a dog eat dog world.
就系一个狗打狗咬狗骨嘅世界。
That everyone is on their own for themselves.
所有人都是为着自己来去活的。
And if you're not watching out for yourself,
若果你不去保护自己,
if you're not trying to go out and get more business, more of the marketplace,
如果你不走出去, 去抢更多的, 市场回来,
then you're going to shrink and become irrelevant.
你就会, 缩细, 你就会, 变得, 无价值了。
That is the challenge that this brother is facing.
呢一个就系呢一位弟兄面临嘅一个挑战。
And the Lord have mercy and show him the way.
实在愿意主系怜悯佢，将嗰条道路系俾佢睇到。
And I know that we ourselves, I fellowship with a group of brothers here, who I know that we have the same struggle.
我实在晓得，因为我同呢度一班弟兄都有啲交通，同样我哋系面临呢一啲嘅抉择嘅。
It's not that we own businesses that are doing really well.
可能我哋唔系拥有一盘做得好好嘅生意。
But the Lord has blessed us with the work that we do have.
但系主实在喺我哋嘅事业、我哋工作上面祝福我哋。
And we are in the prime of our careers.
我哋亦都喺我哋嘅事业嘅高峰上面。
When our earning power is near the peak.
当我哋嘅赚钱嘅能力系最高嘅时候。
And so there is this temptation to just work more and more.
所以喺我哋里面有呢一个嘅试探，系要更多嘅努力工作。
And to put aside the things of God.
将神嘅事情放喺另一边。
But the Lord presses on our hearts.
但系主实在系找住我哋嘅心。
And he reminds us that there's a greater work to be done.
佢提醒我哋喺佢嘅家里面有更伟大嘅工作要去成全。
So this is a matter of surrendering.
所以呢度所讲嘅就系一个去降服自己嘅一个功课。
That we would learn to offer ourselves unto God.
我哋要学习将自己献俾神。
And that we would follow him wholeheartedly.
我哋要尽心尽意嘅嚟去跟随主。
Let's look at the last king.
我哋睇最后嘅一个王。
King Asa.
系亚撒王。
Chapter 15, Second Chronicles.
系列代志下第十五章。
Excuse me, chapter 16.
列代志下第十六章。
There's much written about King Asa.
喺关于亚撒嘅事有好多嘅记载。
He was a good king.
佢系一个好嘅王。
He was a king who had a right heart.
佢喺神嘅面前有一个对嘅心
，like his father David，
就好似佢嘅父大卫。
And he reigned 41 years as the king of Judah。
佢系作犹大嘅王40年。
And there are many good things that are written about him。
喺圣经亦都记载好多好嘅事情佢作嘅。
But because of time and because I want to draw out a point, we're only going to look at one thing.
但系因着时间嘅缘故，我只会同大家睇佢所作嘅一件事。
And that's in verses 7 through 13.
就系第七节到第十三节。
Second Chronicles chapter 16 verse 7.
历代志下第十七章第七节到第十三节。
At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Aram, have not relied on the Lord your God." Therefore the army of the king of Aram has escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim an immense army of very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on, you will surely have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him for this. and Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. And now the acts of Asa from first to last. Behold, they are written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe, yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa slept with his fathers, having died in the 41st year of his reign.
第七節，那時先見哈拿利見猶大王阿撒對他說：因你仰賴阿蘭王，沒有仰賴耶和華你的神，所以阿拿王的軍兵脫離了你的手。古實人比路比人的軍隊不是甚大嗎？戰車馬兵不是極多嗎？只因你仰賴耶和華，他便將他們交在你手裏。耶和華的眼目察遍全地，要顯大能，幫助向他心存誠信的人。你這是行得愚昧，此後你必有爭戰的事。阿撒因此 老恨先见，将他困在监里。那时阿撒也虐待一些人民。阿撒所行的事，自始至终都写在犹大和以色列诸王记上。阿撒作王39年，他脚上有病，而且甚重，病的时候没有求耶和华，只求医生。他作王41年而死，与他列祖同岁。
So as we have read here in the beginning of these verses, there is another account of Asa.
我们在这里读的经文里面，我们看到在另外一处记载到阿撒另一件事。Where
he followed the Lord wholeheartedly.
他就在那一件事上面全心全意的依赖神。It
was when he was facing a huge Ethiopian army.
就是在那时，他是面对一个很庞大的古实人的一队的军队。And
like his father Abijah, his army was outnumbered practically 2-1.
他就好像他父那时打仗一样，他是被古实人的军队是2-1的，来更大的来去对付他。As
Asa came forth to battle with 580,000 warriors.
就是在这里有58万个勇士是从古实来的。
But his problem was that the army that he was facing had 1,000,000 men.
阿撒面对的是100,000的军队。
And so he knew he was in trouble.
所以阿撒当时晓得他是面对挑战。
And so like his father, he called upon the Lord.
就好像他父亲一样，他是去寻求神。
And he put his trust in the Lord God.
他是将他的倚靠放在神的。
And the Lord God gave him this great victory.
神就是将这个极大的胜利赐过给他。
Against overwhelming odds.
就是使他胜利。
But unlike his father, he followed on with the Lord.
但不是像他父亲那样，阿撒是能够去持守这个胜利。
Encouraged by the prophet and the word of God, he bucked the trend of his father, of his fathers, Abijah, Rehoboam, and Solomon.
他就是因着先见祭司给他的话，他不是像他父亲阿比央和他祖父罗波安那样。
His forefathers, the previous kings, had allowed idolatry to creep into the land.
他的父和祖父这两个王是容许这个拜偶像的事情来去渗入这个国。
So by now, the third, you may even say the fourth generation, the idolatry permeated throughout the land.
所以到阿撒的时候，拜偶像的事 就在这个地上面很普遍。
And praise the Lord, he took hold of this opportunity where the people saw the hand of the Lord work, and he used that to leverage the people to follow after the Lord.
但是感谢神，阿撒就掌握这个机会，因着神将这个极大的胜利赐过给他，阿撒就找着这个机会去劝勉他的百姓离开这个拜偶像的事情。
So he called the people back to come back and to worship the Lord God.
阿撒就是呼召他的神的百姓回到神的面前来去敬拜神。
And to tear down these abominable idols.
就是将这些可污秽的事情，就是将它拆毁。
And so the people responded.
这一班的百姓就作出回应。
And they came back.
他们就回到神的面前。
And the people had rest.
当时的百姓就因着这样得到安息。
And the land had rest.
地亦都得到安息。
For a period of decades.
就是有几十年的时候。
Until the 35th year of his reign.
但是就是直到亚撒王第35年作王的时候。
I mean, we get the impression from reading this, for the first 35 years of Asa's reign, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
我们就在这里看到,在亚撒王作王头的35年,他作耶和华眼中看为对的事情。
Then the 36th year came.
但是第36年来到的时候,
just when he was getting really comfortable,
就是亚撒开始很舒服的时候,
a new challenge came along.
有一个新的挑战来到,
the king of the north,
就是北国的王,
came to battle.
来到要跟他打仗。
Perhaps this king was jealous.
或者北国的王, perhaps, 他有这个妒忌。
Perhaps this king was upset that his people from the north were defecting, going to the south to worship the Lord.
可能这个北边的王,他有这个妒忌,因为他见到他自己北国的百姓,他来到南国那里去敬拜神。
So there was a confrontation.
所以在那里有一场的仗。
There was a battle.
就在那里打仗。
And so in preparing for this battle,
为着要去预备这个战争,
the king thought he had some wisdom.
亚撒以为他自己有智慧。
And he thought he might turn to the king of Aram.
他就向亚兰王那里去同盟。
That he might strike up an alliance with this king.
就是跟亚兰王有这个盟约。
So that this king might then become a foe, a thorn to the northern king.
使这个亚兰国成为这个北国的那一条刺。
And in so doing, divert the northern king's attack on the southern king, the kingdom of Asa.
当这样做的时候, 就叫这个北边的这个王, 转移他的视线, 不要来去打南国亚撒。
So Hananiah the prophet called him on it.
所以亚拿尼这个先见, 就来跟这个亚撒来去对话。
And he had these remarkable words.
就在这里有这些话。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
第九节, 耶和华的眼目遍察全地, 要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on, you will surely have wars.
你这事行得愚昧, 此后你必有争战的事。
And from here, we read that Asa did not respond to this very well.
我们之后就见到亚撒没有好好地去回应这个先见的劝勉。
And he followed one bad decision with another bad decision.
他作了一个错的决定之后,就继续去作错的决定。
But the Lord does not give up on an individual so easily.
但是主不会很容易放弃一个人的。
Because as we read in verse 9 of chapter 16, that the Lord seeks us out.
但是我们在第九节那里见到,神是实在去寻找他属于他自己的人。
That he wants to support those who have that right heart.
他是要去支持,去保护那些心存诚实的人。
God wants us to reign with him.
神实在 期待我们能够与他一同作王。
He doesn't let go of us so easily.
他不会很容易放弃我们。
So he permits certain circumstances to happen in our lives.
所以主是会容让不同的事情发生在我们身上。
To draw us back into him.
为着目的要将我们带回去他自己的身边。
And in this case, after Asa had declined and degenerated, the Lord struck him with a disease.
所以在这个记载里面,我们见到当亚撒拒绝这个先见的劝勉之后,神就将这个病放在亚撒的身上面。
In the hope that he would turn his heart back to the Lord.
希望将亚撒的心转回。
But even in this,
但是我们在这里见到,
he did not turn his heart to the Lord, but he looked to the physicians.
亚撒没有去求耶和华,他只求医生。
And then in his 41st year,
之后在他第41年的时候,
41st year of his reign, he died.
就是他作王41年的时候,
他就死了。 We may think that he did quite well.
我们或者在这里想,他作王作得挺好。
For the first 35 years, he was on track.
在作王头那35年,他是作得很好的。
But then in the 36th year, he regressed, and his heart was no longer 100% for the Lord.
但是在第36年的时候,他就衰退,他的心再没有全心全意的来服侍主。
In each year thereafter, we don't find any recordings of him turning his heart back to the Lord.
在36年之后,再没有记载讲到
So his percentage kept slipping.
所以他那个百分比慢慢地来去衰落。
All the way until the 41st year.
直至第41年。
Now, at which point in time, by man's accounting, we would still say, yeah, he's doing pretty good. 85%.
或者在人的眼中,他作王都做得挺好。 85%的年日。 他是作耶和华看为对的事。
35 out of 41, that's pretty good.
在41里面35年,他都做得很好。
That's better than the grades I got in school.
就是比我在学校那些的测验做得更加好。
See, I see some of you chuckling because now I know who are the C students.
我看到在座有些年轻人在笑,我就晓得哪些是学校是
85%, that's pretty good.
85分, 实在是挺好的。
But the Lord wants more of us.
但是主实在要更多。
The Lord wants all of us.
主要我们全人全心的来去服侍他。
He wants those whose heart is completely His.
他要得到那些心存诚实的人。
There is this lesson of endurance that I think we can gain from studying and fellowshipping on the person of Asa.
我实在觉得当我们去分享亚撒的时候，我们在当中学到的一个忍耐的功课。He
did so well for so long.
他做得很好，亦都做了很长的时间。
We should not forget that.
我们不可以忘记。And
we should give praise and thanks to the Lord for that.
我们亦都要因着他所作为对的时候，连日来去感谢主。
But the Word of God also acknowledges that he didn't come all the way.
但神的话亦都记载,他没有走到终点。
He started well.
他开头的时候做得很好。
And almost made it to the finish line doing really well.
他亦都差一点的,做得很好,到终点。
But he couldn't finish all the way with the Lord.
但是他没有与主一同的来去走到终点。
So this is the encouragement that we read about in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 12.
所以这一句就是, 提摩太后书第二章第十二节的给我们的劝勉。
That if we endure with him, we will reign with him.
就是我们若能忍耐,也必和他一同作王。
The Lord would want us to be able to endure with him.
主实在希望我们能够与他一同的忍耐。
If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟随我, 愿意他背起他的十字架来去跟从我。
I want us to focus on take up the cross daily.
我们要天天的来去背起我们的十字架。
It's not take up the cross when we feel like it.
不是我们几时觉得我们想我们就背起我们的十字架。
It's not take up the cross on Sunday mornings when I have to wake up early.
不是只是星期日早上我们要早点起床,自要背我们的十字架。
It's not take up the cross when I first come to believe in the Lord Jesus.
亦都不是只是我们信主那一刻,
It's to take up the cross daily.
就是要天天的来去背起我们的十字架。
That we may be individuals who would endure and persevere.
要我们作为一班能够忍耐的这一班人。
Because the Lord is going to test us.
因为主要试炼我们。
Through the element of time.
就是用时间来去试炼我们。
So as to refine us and to purify us and perfect us and make us complete.
就是在这个试炼的过程里面去磨练我们,要使我们变为精金。
This test of time, yes, it does come with age.
这个时间的试炼是因着我们年岁的长大来去得到的。
And certainly as we get old and we see in each other, and even in our own lives, our physical health and our mental health decline.
当我们去慢慢成长,我们见到互相见到我们的身体,我们的心灵去慢慢的衰弱的时候,
we know it can be a challenge to live for the Lord.
我们实在是晓得要 持续地去为主而活, 是一个挑战。
And it's just easy to become preoccupied with ourselves and our health, taking all these supplements, eating right, exercising.
可能是很容易要去着重我们自己的健康，要去吃很多的维他命丸，很多的药。
But the Lord wants more of us.
但是主在我们身上是希望得到更多。
He would even want us as we're becoming weak and frail.
当我们渐渐地去衰弱，渐渐地去年老的时候，主同样的是要得着我们更多。
We may think that we're not so useful to the Lord anymore when we get to be of age.
或者我们以为我们很年长，我们不再得到主的使用。
Maybe of a senior age.
或者我们是很年老了。
I don't know what it takes for some of you brethren to come here every week on a Sunday morning.
我唔知對在座一啲嘅弟兄姊妹，每個星期日朝早嚟到呢度聚會，係一個何等嘅挑戰。
I see you come in on your canes and your walkers.
我見到你係扶住呢一啲拐杖嚟到聚會裏面。
Hobbling up the stairs.
慢慢嘅嚟去。
Grabbing onto the side rail so hard. I don't know what it takes for you to get up. As I hear that as you grow older, you don't sleep so well.
当我听到你慢慢年长，你就睡得就没那么好了。
But you come here.
但是你仍然来到这里。
And your presence encourages us.
你在这里的与我们的同在实在是鼓励我们。
You bring a warm smile.
你带给我们这个温暖的笑容。
You bring a warm heart.
亦都将温暖的心带到我们当中。
Continue in that way.
实在希望你们能够继续。
Encourage one another.
继续去鼓励，互相的鼓励。
Or offer up your prayers of thanksgiving.
将赞美的祷告来献出来。
And your words of encouragement.
将勉励的话交通出来。
So that we who are in the younger generations.
使我们这一班的下一代。
May be lifted up and drawn back in the Lord.
能够被你们来鼓励，能够来到被你们更加的被主的吸引。
You know, endurance isn't just all about age, though.
但忍耐不是单指讲到这个年老。
It's really about time as well.
亦都是关及到时间。
Even this time as you're listening to me, go on to 12:30.
甚至是现在这一刻。 你12:30仍然听我在这里讲道，都是一个忍耐。
It's weighing on the Lord to work in difficult circumstances.
就是在困难的情况里面来去等候主。
Through periods when the finances may be very lean.
就是要经历那一段可能我们财政很守紧的这一段时间。
When we may be out of a job or between work.
或者我们是失去了我们的工作。
When we've been waiting on marriage for so many years.
或者我们为着婚姻这件事等候了很久，很多年。Unsaved
family members who have not come to believe.
或者就是为着一个我们未信主的亲戚朋友来去等候主。It
could be living or working in a hostile environment.
或者在一个很受挑战的工作环境里面来去工作。With
a manager that's very demanding.
或者因着我们的老板是很难去服侍的。Or
co-workers who are very worldly.
或者一些很熟世界的同事。Or
even living in a community, an apartment, in a place where all those around are living a very secular lifestyle.
或者我们住的地方，我们邻居是过一个很熟悉的一个生活方法。
Oh, it is not easy for any one of us.
实在，对于我们每一个来讲，都不是很容易的。
The Lord puts us all in different circumstances.
主实在是将我们放在很多很困难的情况里面。
Where He is looking for us to endure.
他要求我们忍耐。
I just want to close with this one testimony.
我愿意的时候，愿意同大家分享一个见证。
I was having some fellowship with a brother recently, a brother in the Lord.
最近我系同一个喺主里面嘅弟兄有少少嘅交通。
Who's going through a very difficult situation in his life right now.
佢喺佢人生里面经历紧一段好困难嘅时期。
He works as an assistant professor in art education at a top university in this nation.
他在一間頂級的藝術大學裏面作一個教授。
And he is in the process of becoming tenured.
他就是要去申請能夠成為一個永遠的教授。
That's when you rise up to a certain position or status where your job is protected and secured.
就是能夠升職到一個地步,你教授的職位是能夠得到無限的保障的。
You may think of it as a probation period. This period could take up to 6 years in his case.
或者你可以想這一段是一段試用期,是一個長達6年的試用期。
He has prepared so many years to get to this point, to achieve his goal.
他為了能夠得到這個職位是預備了很多時間。
And God has blessed him with a young family, a wonderful wife.
神亦都是祝福他,賜給他一個有太太,亦都有一個很年輕的家庭。
And he's the sole financial provider for his family.
他自己亦都是他家唯一的經濟支柱。
His dilemma is that he works in an institution, in a department that promotes a culture that is so opposed to the name of the Lord.
但是他工作的那間大學,他裡面的主旨,卻是跟神有直接的對立的。
Many of his colleagues, including those who will decide on his tenureship,
很多他的同事在當中會決定他能不能夠得到這個職位的。
Many of them have lifestyles and attitudes that are completely contrary to the ways of the Lord.
這些人,他們過的生活是跟神那條路是完全的,是相對的。
He is ridiculed for his faith.
因著他的信主的緣故,他是被恥笑。
As he was sharing, he broke down in tears.
當他跟我交通的時候,他就流淚。
Not only is there that expectation and pressure to support his family.
不單止他有那個壓力,要去將金錢賺回來,去持續他的家庭。
But that there is this great conflict in his career and his faith.
就是在他事業和他的走信心這條道路,那裡有這個衝突。
Because he's an individual who wants to serve the Lord.
因為他實在有服侍主的心。
And yet, for so much of the week, he is in this environment that is so hostile to his core belief.
但是他工作的地方,那個環境,卻是跟他的信心是作對的。
Sometimes we may think that the field of science is a difficult field to study in.
有時我們以為科學是一個很難的一門的學問。
That so many people in this world use science as an argument as to why we cannot have faith in God.
很多人就是用科學作為藉口,使我們以為我們不可以相信主。
But I think the field of the arts takes it to a whole other level.
但是我實在相信藝術這一門的學問就是比科學更加另外一個層次。
Where the gay agenda and the alternative agenda is so strongly promoted.
就是在藝術裡面,這些同性戀的思想是很主張的。
And as you study in that field, you study about secularism and humanism.
當你去讀藝術的時候,你就讀這些屬世界,人類的,屬人類的,這些事情。
And what is espoused is free thought, free speech, free thinking.
這些言論的自由,這些思想的自由,這些全部都是他們主張的。
Because it is all part of our creativity.
因為這些都是屬於人的創作。
That we are free to do whatever we want.
人是有自由去做他們想做的事情。
And praise the Lord, yes, He does give us all these freedoms.
感謝神,神的確是給自由我們。
But praise the Lord to those who can see that He has set us free from ourselves.
但是感謝主,祂是讓我們見到,神是讓我們從我們自己中間能夠得到自由。
And that we have this freedom to either choose to live for ourselves in the ways of this world,
我哋有呢个自由去选择啊，去唔去啊？为着自己，为着呢个世界而活。
Or to live for Him, the King, who surrendered Himself and gave Himself up for us, who served us, so that we might be able to live.
啊，定系选择去服侍啊呢一位王啊呢一位王啊就系啊为我哋牺牲啊为我哋啊啊啊啊。为你牺牲的这位王。
And I pray for this brother.
我实在为这位弟兄来去祈祷。
As he lives in this hostile and works in this hostile environment.
因为他在这个这么冲突的环境里面来去祈祷。
Where his colleagues look down on him in disbelief that he could still believe in God after learning and studying so much.
他的同事他是看低他他惊讶他读完艺术之后仍然的能够是相信主。
This is the world that we live in.
这个就是我们活在的世界。
And I don't know what circumstances that you are dealing with.
我不知道今天你在什么工作、什么环境里面。
But I know the Lord calls each and every one of us to endure.
但是我晓得主是呼召我们每一位来去忍耐。
Regardless of our age.
无论我们的年龄。
That we would let the Lord Jesus reign in our hearts.
我们要让主耶稣在我们心里面作王。
For when we let the Lord Jesus reign in our hearts,
因为当我们让主耶稣在我们的心作王的时候
then we will be ready to rule with him.
我们就能够预备好将来与他一同作王。
Father God, thank you so much this day for your words of encouragement.
天父，我们多谢你今天将勉励的话赐过给我们。
We thank you that you are the one who rules over all.
感谢你，你就是掌管一切的那一位。
And today you look to and fro throughout the earth.
今日你喺地里面擦遍全地。
To strongly support those whose heart is completely yours.
系要去支持祝福嗰一啲心存诚实嘅嗰一班人。
Oh Lord, we want to offer you our hearts.
主今日愿意我哋将我哋嘅心嚟去归俾你。
Sometimes we really don't know how to do it.
有时我哋唔晓得。
Sometimes we feel that we're so weak and unable.
有时我哋觉得我哋好软弱，我哋冇唔能够。
But we thank you and we praise you.
但系感谢你，赞美你。
Because you are able.
因为你能够。
You are the one who is able to do all things.
你就系嗰一位能够作所有事情嘅嗰一位。
For you have accomplished all things for us.
因为你已经为着我哋成就一切。
And you have secured a wonderful and grand salvation.
你亦都为我哋预备好呢一个伟大嘅救恩。
So that one day we will be able to reign with you for eternity.
使我哋有一日能够喺永远里面同你一同作王。
So teach us this day.
主求你今日教导我哋。
Teach us today.
今日今天教导我哋。
To deny ourselves.
叫我哋去舍己。
And to pick up our cross.
系天天嘅背起我哋嘅十字架。
And to follow after you.
跟随你。
And may all the glory and honor be given back to you.
愿荣耀颂赞都归俾你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
阿门。